Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
It's time to cool off and eat. Welcome into our Food Time program, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. The award-winning All Things Edible program, heard every Sunday at this time. And our Food Time show this week is sponsored by the Greek Islands Restaurant. This has been a rugged week. Hot, humid. Anything better on a hot, humid night than just like a fantastic ice cream cone, ice cream treat? How about a root beer float? I have been craving a root beer float all summer long.
What's your favorite ice cream?
On a root beer float?
Just any ice cream.
Oh, in general?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm just having plain ice cream, pistachio nut.
Oh, that's mine too.
Yeah.
And that has been since I was a kid.
Pistachio gelato really is my favorite.
Oh, that's good.
And there are some pretenders to the pistachio gelato throne. Companies that, you know, try to do like a quick and easy,
mm-hmm.
and it tastes real chemically. It's awful. But if you find like Italian gelato, preferably directly from Italy, it's the most wonderful tasting. The ice cream is delicious. The pistachios are crunchy and great.
Just a hint of sugar in the ice cream, because mm-hmm. I don't like it overpoweringly sweet.
I agree.
And then with the crunchiness of the nuts and sometimes a little tiny bit of the salt from it.
A little salt from the pistachios, from the nuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to throw chocolate under the bus either, though.
No, but if I have chocolate, I need to have something crunchy in it, too.
See, I like my chocolate with nothing in it. Isn't that funny how people have these like ice cream preferences?
You know,
I almost said peculiarities. But
I took a class in college. It was an odd sociology
on ice
class.
Ice cream eating?
No, about textures of food that people like and your personality type that goes along with it.
Huh.
Isn't that strange? But I'm definitely the crunch food person. If it's soft, there's nothing to it, like pudding or something, don't even bother. I won't touch it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I like a nice pudding too.
Well, you're a sweet man then, Dean. See, my psychology teacher said so.
/ crazy.
Don't know what that tells you about me if I only like crunchy, chewy things.
In parentheses, also nuts, like pistachio ice cream.
Oh, nuts
also
works, yes.
Also nuts. I'm not consistent with it because, you know, pistachio nut, I like the pistachios in pistachio ice cream. I enjoy a nice butter pecan. Butter pecan, like really great butter pecan ice cream with actual pecans in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's good stuff.
If there isn't a nut in it, or at least a chewy caramel, then I just won't even touch it, which is good because then I don't keep any of that stuff at home.
Isn't that interesting?
If I'm going to buy ice cream, I buy the stuff that's just plain.
Because the chocolate, I just like chocolate by itself. Chocolate with anything else in it, chocolate chips, anything, I'll eat it. Don't get me wrong, but it's not my favorite thing.
And you know the best chocolate is the one that's more of a dark chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Like a Rocky Road. I don't like the marshmallows in it. Ugh.
Yeah, it's too much.
But the usually in a Rocky Road, it's a darker chocolate. Now we're all hungry.
We sound like heroin addicts.
I know.
Hey, man, I got to get my pistachio fix. Oh, man. Maybe that's why it's so enjoyable.
Speaking of that, you mentioned heroin and we're talking about food. I read an article a few years back about, I don't know if you remember the rock group Poison from the
80s. Yes.
CeCe DeVille was the guitarist,
right.
And he was addicted to heroin. And I read an article where he moved back home, and his mother liked to cook. And he said he gained almost 70 pounds while he was, you know, getting off drugs. And he said a lot of it was just eating ice cream every night, too. But he said it was harder to lose that 70 pounds back than it was to kick the heroin.
To kick heroin?
That's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who believe that sugar is as much of an addictive drug as any of the drugs that are out there right now. We're going to have to get our friends from Original Rainbow Cone. Have you ever had that? Original Rainbow
No.
on the South Side?
Mm-mm.
They're in 92nd and Western. It's the greatest ice cream in the history of ice cream.
Really?
In my opinion. I grew up on it. Because it's vanilla. Let me get this right now. It's an ice cream cone with five different flavors on it. Chocolate, strawberry, with actual strawberries in it. Palmer House ice cream, which is vanilla with walnuts and cherries in it.
Mm.
Pistachio and orange sherbet. Now, some of those are smooth. You might not like it, but some of the things with the texture you might like. I wonder how you would like that, because I think it's fantastic. I think the mixture of those flavors is fantastic.
I would like the pistachio and the cherry with the walnuts.
The Palmer House.
That sounds good.
It's awesome. We're going to talk about, original rainbow ice cream has been a fixture on the South Side since, I think, the 1920s. People, if you're from the South Side, you know Original Rainbow ice cream. You know what a treat it was to be able to go there. And we've got such great places like that all over the Chicago area and some new places as well. That's why we wanted to chat with Ashok Selvam, who is senior editor with the Eater Chicago, at eaterchicago.com. Ashok, nice to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Can you hear our heroin addict talk?
Man, I'm a little concerned. All this conflict about crunchy versus smooth. Why can't we just adapt to the situation? We're lucky to be in Chicago, where there's so many ice cream options available. It really doesn't matter. It just matters if you're having some ice cream.
That's what I can't imagine, taking a spoonful of ice cream, regardless of what it is, and not absolutely loving it, no matter what it is. I personally do not have that preference myself. But is Chicago unique? And because we do have some ice cream shops that have been around for generations, don't we?
Well, it's every ice cream conversation in Chicago starts with the Original Rainbow Cone. As you mentioned, they're the oldest ice cream shop in Chicago. They opened in 1926. And finally, it's not such a Southside secret anymore. They opened a kiosk over at Navy Pier this year. So tourists and Northsiders alike can see what the fuss is with those five, they call them slices,
right.
The chocolate, the strawberry, pistachios, and the orange sherbet on top. So Chicago does have a little bit of a uniqueness with the old school ice cream shops. There's Margie's, which is a total institution over it's on Western and Armitage, and
right.
There's another Northside location as well. It's the kind of establishments that you would have your malt shops. You would you kind of imagine the Happy Days theme with
right.
the letter jackets,
and exactly
the old school ingredients, very simple but decadent as well. Like
what is that one sundae that they serve at Margie's? I forget what it's called. It's gigantic. It's like
I'm totally blanking on it.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Intimidated. I totally get intimidated seeing it. I'm like, you're buying that for one of your kids.
Right.
And I could feed a full family with that.
Right. It's a dish. Like, you could take a bath in the dish. That's how big it is. It's practically, it's like they fill a bathtub full of ice cream and bring it to your table. It's gigantic. I want to say it's called like a turtle sundae, or there is some colossal sort of name for it. But Margie's is famous for a lot of those things, but it's probably as close to an old school Happy Days like ice cream parlor as we have in Chicago. Their second location is on Montrose in Ravenswood. Not that I've gone there thousands of times myself, of course.
Yeah, right near the Montrose Brown Line stop.
Exactly.
It's not as large as the Logan Square, or I'm sorry, the Is it Logan Square, Humboldt Park? I get confused, but it's not as large as the Westin and Armitage, but I think the lines are a little shorter, so that might be
right.
A pro tip.
Right. This time of year, I don't suspect that the lines are very short at all. But what are some of the other great old-school ice cream spots in Chicago?
Oh, over in Lakeview, I kind of have a taste for Bobtail. It's on Broadway between Belmont and Diversey. They're famous for the fountain creations. That's another kind of marketing term ice cream shops have pushed upon us as we get older. That and hand-dipped, which hand-dipped, just in case you didn't know, it's the difference between scooping ice cream out of a regular container right. and the soft serve spigot. So, but hand-dipped makes it just taste that much better.
Seems
when there's a little more craft involved.
Seems like you're eating it out of the movie It's a Wonderful Life, like Jimmy Stewart's behind the counter making it for you when you say hand-dipped.
you were talking about smoother consistencies, and that seems like you'd be more of a fan of a custard, which uses egg yolk to achieve that. And there are places like Andy's Frozen Custard and Scooters, which is also, I believe, in Lakeview. They have some of the best custard in town.
Yeah, and of course, what's the fast food chain that they sell butter burgers and
Culver's.
Culver's also has a pretty good frozen custard as well. But gelato seems like that's the hot ice cream trend right now, right? I mean, gelato stores are popping up everywhere. Let me take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about those. Coming up with our friend Ashok Selvam. Am I correct?
That's right, Ashok.
From Eater Chicago. We'll be back in a second. WGN.
Scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Rock, rock.
It's a song. It's an actual song from 1925, believe it or not. I remember it as a commercial for some ice cream back in the day, but that was an actual song from 1925. Laying out the hits for you here today on our Food Time Show, talking Chicago's favorite ice cream spots while the weather is still crazy hot. Ashok Selvam is on the line with a senior editor from Eater Chicago talking about some old school ice cream spots. And a lot of people are calling in and texting in their favorite spots. We'd love to hear from you today at 312-981-7200. But we'll get to your calls in a minute. I want to talk about these upscale gelato spots that are popping up all over the place. What are some of your favorites, Ashok?
Well, I really like Black Dog Gelato. I think that's that'd be the number one answer for a lot of chefs around Chicago, because they just have crazy flavors that you wouldn't expect from like a Baskin-Robbins or a Bressler's. I mean, they have flavors like goat cheese, cashew caramel, Mexican hot chocolate, rosemary Irish cream. That place, they... And of course, the great thing about gelato is you can have more than one in your cup or cone. So if you're indecisive, it's perfect. You don't have to make a choice. I love them, and also right downtown, Eataly. The lines there on a weekend night in the summer are, you've got to be a brave person to endure that. I actually took my future father-in-law, who had never had gelato. He grew up on Cold Stone Creamery, the chain that kind of had the block of ice, and they put all the ice cream in kind of hibachi right. style, pulled right. the ice cream in. And he was so skeptical, because there are folks that they come from a world of old school ice cream, and there's like, well, I don't want to change. I like my delicious vanilla bean the way it is. Don't take that away from me. Don't say that I'm kind of behind with the times, which you're not. You're totally not behind with the times. Gelato is just another way of enjoying those same flavors. It's it comes on a little warmer temperature. It's a lot silkier and creamier than traditional ice cream. There's Black Dog. There's Eataly. There's also a place called Pechuga that I really enjoy as well. Similar flavors from Black Dog. And they also it also retains some of that old school elements that we really like. You know, you'll see the little league team waiting with their parents after a game at Pechugo. You will see, you know, school groups. It's the kind of stuff, like, I really think that ice cream is special, and it always will, like, hold that childhood place in our heart.
Yeah. I mean, they're great. And generally, the quality is, the ones that you've mentioned, certainly, the quality is pretty top-notch. But you do have to be careful in choosing your gelatos, because it's such a buzzword, isn't it, in frozen dessert right now. And, you know, sometimes it's artificial flavors. It's, you know, things that could sour you on the gelato experience because it's not real, authentic gelato. To me, you got to ask that when they're serving it up.
Yeah, the more reputable shops, like the ones I mentioned, they know no other way. They don't cut corners. They're not going to, you know, fool the consumer. And they're so proud of what they're serving. There's another place downtown. They're an Italian chain with a couple, I want to say like 30 or 40 outside in Europe, Amarino. And they have stores, one in Water Tower Place as well. They would never offer consumers those kind of cheap ingredients. They're very proud. They're very, they want to kind of push the boundaries of your taste buds.
Yeah. Also, a little bit on the pricey side. That's the other side of this as well. You know, when you go to some of these places and you're getting the real deal, you know, you could expect for a couple of scoops, you could pay $6-$8 for a couple of scoops of ice cream. Is that reasonable, you think?
I don't know.
A reasonable estimate of what the price is. Not asking you to make the judgment on their price point.
Yeah. No, it's about the it's a sign of the times right now. Like you're not going to walk out with like paying a quarter for a cone anymore. It's going to be between like $5 or $8 for a good solid ice cream cone or gelato cup.
Exactly, but worth it. I mean, you know, for quality ice cream, it's definitely worth it. What about places like Dairy Queen? What about places? Are there still Tasty Freezes around? That used to be such a big treat. You know, these tiny little shacks. I always felt bad for the people that worked there because the interior of the place was so small, and the lines were blocks long outside to get basically a soft serve.
There's a very popular Tasty Freeze in Humboldt Park. People count down when that stand opens, and it's ice cream at its kind of purest form. There are no crazy toppings. It's simple. It's reliable and dependable. You know, some of these ice cream shops kind of pop up and then they go away. But for that community, they can rely on Tasty Freeze, and it's kind of a pretty cool gathering point too.
What do you think is there one really special, one really unique ice cream, you know, or frozen dessert in the Chicago area that you absolutely must try?
Well, yesterday, thinking about coming on the show, I decided to do a little bit of research. And there's a newer place in Lincoln Park called Aha Crepes. They are a crepe shop, and you wouldn't expect that. They totally lured me in with wonderful photography of something called rolled ice cream. That is something very popular in Thailand. Basically, what they do is take your ice cream flavor of your choosing and then take a topping. I picked Oreo, and then they grind it up. And then they smooth it into one thin layer, kind of like a frozen crepe pan. And then they roll it like kind of cigar texture. So it goes over and they stuff a cup with like 5 or 6 of them. They take a marshmallow. They got a blowtorch out in front of me and they charred that marshmallow. They stuck it in, threw in some sprinkles. And let me tell you, it was so delicious. This could be a trend coming to Chicago.
That sounds awesome.
I mean, the marshmallow, when they took the blowtorch with the marshmallow, they had me. It was love right there.
You bring a blowtorch to any culinary project and, you know, it notches it up 4 or 5 levels no matter what.
That was, I'd say definitely give that a try. Like I looked, if it is on Clark near just north of Fullerton.
What's the name of it again?
Aha, A-H-A, Crepes. Aha Crepes.
Aha Crepes. Okay. Definitely worth looking for. What about suburban play? Are there any, most of the places that we've mentioned are in the city, but I know, you know, we always hear when we do ice cream segments, Homer's Ice Cream out in the Wilmette area always gets lots of mentions. The Plush Horse in the South Suburbs always get lots of mentions. Any others that come to mind?
Well, I was going to go totally dive in into the Plush Horse, because I used to work in the Southwest Suburbs, and that was one of my favorite places. It's been around forever. Not as old as Rainbow Cone, but pretty close. They have about 40 different flavors, which is a tremendous selection, especially when you have an old school vibe like that, and it's all made in a house. They're not, you know, coming from warehouses or anything like that. That's one of my favorites. I'm trying to think as far as Homer's, I kind of cringe about that, because I wonder if that place is kind of past its prime. You know, I feel a lot of like, in the past, maybe 10, 15 years ago, that would have been a destination to hang out.
Right.
But now I think Chicago ice cream shops have kind of caught up with that kind of, same atmosphere, similar qualities.
I feel that way about Oberweis, honestly, it was so special and so unique when it first came out. I think it's just an average ice cream place now. You can find just as many quality ice cream places for a lot less money in so many places around the Chicago area now. I think a lot of people just maybe have great memories about Homer's Ice Cream. That's probably where that is coming from. I really appreciate the chat today. Really interesting, and it has made me incredibly hungry for some great ice cream, which I'll find somewhere on my way home today. You can read a lot more at Eater Chicago. Ashok Selvam, from a senior editor with the Eater Chicago. Nice to have you with us today. I hope we can do it again sometime. Thank you.
Thank you so much.